All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Richard, I know, again, we drive new cars on a pretty routine basis, and you drove one here recently that's very much a staple in the SUV world. In fact, it was the, as far as I know, it was the innovator of the modern midsize luxury SUV, and that is, you drove the Lexus RX, correct?
Correct, the RX, and this is the 350H, not to be confused with the, I guess, non-existent for now, 450H. Supposedly, that's coming later this year. I guess it's going to be a plug-in hybrid. But yeah, Dad, this is obviously a car that's kind of a staple. I'm just going to call it a staple amongst the soccer mom.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You kind of pull up in the soccer line or the pickup line, and these moms have it. And, Dad, it's because it's perfect, right? It's a good two-row SUV. They tried an L model.
Didn't work very well for them.
They kind of tried to and honestly, it didn't need to, because this is it's kind of a perfect car in what it is, right? It's got a nice back end where you can fit quite a bit of room in the trunk. And this year, Dad, they've really revamped it. And for folks, I encourage you, go take a look at it, because you'll see what I'm talking about. They've really made it kind of futuristic-y. The front end is much more, I guess, kind of edgy and box, or I guess, mm-hmm, I don't know, boxy, but rounded in a way. It's kind of hard to explain, but I think
I saw the car as well, and it is kind of hard to describe. I mean, it's definitely more futuristic looking than what it's been, but keep in mind, this is a car that's been around since 1998. Literally, like I said, this set the standard, and I'm not joking, it set the standard for what all of the other manufacturers did when it came to making a midsize luxury SUV. They're the ones that everybody else attained to.
They did. No, absolutely, Dad. And so it's all new for 2023. The hybrid engine, Dad, actually switches from a V6 to a four-cylinder, which even helps more with fuel economy, but they still obviously retain the hybrid powertrain,
right,
as we're talking about. You and I have talked about so many times of how, you know, how well Lexus and Toyota have done that. The infotainment is I believe, like the NX, which is, you know, kind of its smaller sibling that they've done. It's definitely a little bit futuristic-y, more techy. Takes a little bit getting used to. It has some touch-sensitive steering wheel controls, which work really, really well. And honestly, that overall, it's a really nice car. Again, that kind of that premium luxury kind of midsize, or I guess midsize SUV category, I would describe it as. It starts out anywhere from about, I think, $50,000 or so, all the way up to just under $60,000 if you do the luxury package. And lots of features and stuff on it as far as the new year goes. But like you said, ultimately, this is sort of a staple for Lexus. It has set the standard for this kind of a car in the industry, right? A lot of companies have tried and failed to kind of live up to it, right, in a way of trying to reproduce this vehicle in a way that can be as efficient as Lexus has it, and really, they really haven't succeeded. So overall, I was really pleased with it. It ran really, really well. We actually drove a pre-production model, Dad.
Right.
Which, not to say that that's anything fancy, folks. It's just, you know, companies will do this at times. They'll kind of put out some different features.
Well, they try to get the release out to the journalists as quickly as they can, but it's not a for sale to the public vehicle. So there could be a few little flaws here and there, but all in all, doesn't really detract from what we're looking at.
And honestly, Dad, that's what I experienced. It had a nice, roomy front seat, nice, roomy back seat. Was able to take the kids to ice skating practice in it without much of an issue. You're able to get four full-size adults without an issue. Your parents, you can get two car seats in the back, maybe even three, plus your groceries all the way in the third row. Lots of utility, Dad, right? And that's what this car is meant for, right? It's meant for moms, families to be able to do this, not have any issues, not have any concerns. So highly encourage folks to check it out, Dad, especially this new model year. I think a lot of people will like the looks of it. So we encourage people to check it out on Lexus's website and head to their local dealer. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
Perfect, Richard. Thank you. And again, sixth generation of the RX. That's how long that particular vehicle's been around. And yes, it did set the standard for that midsize luxury SUV, which everybody else has attained to. Richard, thanks. I appreciate it very much. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Right. And yes, folks, as I always say, plenty of reviews out there. Even those of you that are looking for used cars, which some of you are, and that's another area that this week, if I get time to talk about, I will. There's some changes that are being talked about in that whole world. And if I get time this week to get into it, I will. If not, I'll do it Saturday on Drive Radio for sure. But if you're interested in any of the reviews that we've got, just go to the website, rushtoreason.com. Click on the car reviews. They're all there. They're indexed out. You can find whatever you need. Producer Ann does a great job of having those up for all of you on the website itself, rushtoreason.com.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.